Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning out there, podcast audience. This is Branch President Ken Hodge with a live podcast this morning. You know, as we look around the post office, we see that, and I'm talking to Columbus right now, you see that our post office is nice, shiny, mail is kind of cleaned up, or at least better dates on it. And all this was done because the Postmaster General visited our postal facility. Now, I just want to start off by saying, if you could do that, when I say do that, I mean clean up mail, paint the building floor, I mean, make it nice and pretty for the PMG. But you can make it nice and pretty for the customers you serve every day. But I'm going to let that go because I know when you get company at home, you go through a little extra cleaning. But they went through a lot. And I hope the PMG will look at the hours used to prepare for her visit against actual hours and maybe have a conversation with some managers. Hey, in Columbus, Ohio, I think for the next, week or two, the TMS, Trade Management System, will not be operative. Now, don't hold me to what I said about the time limit. I know TMS is down currently, and let me tell you, to the union and to the members, now that the TMS is going to be down for maintenance or for whatever reason, the union should really be looking into how overtime is scheduled to staff that operation. That overtime should not be limited to anyone except if you limit it to TMS personnel. Now, what Columbus likes to do is bring in units from other parts, other sections, and have their work overtime in TMS. Well, I hope the union will be aggressively looking at this, and I hope they would also be looking at, are you working overtime if you work TMS tour 3, tour 2, and tour 1? Or are you just, or is management creating an emergency situation by not using TMS overtime designers people on all three tours? Are they creating the necessity that they have to go off the list to take other people? In other words, if you're on the ODL, and you work TMS tour 3, tour 1, you should be asked to stay 12 hours a day since they're so shorthanded. If you're on any tour in TMS, 1, 2, or 3, and you're not being offered 12 hours a day, please see your steward. Don't just limit that to tour 2 bringing in tour 3 people. No, if you're on tour 1 and you're not working overtime in TMS, say something. Unless you just don't want to work overtime, then there's no reason to say anything. Real quick, I wanted to recap on the money spent and the hours spent cleaning the building up for the Postmaster General. And I'm simply saying, if we can do it for the Postmaster General, then we can do it for everyday customers when it comes to keeping that facility clean. And I spoke to the TMS personnel on all three tours, TMS being Trade Management System. If you work TMS, that is a bid for you, and you are not being allowed to come in to work 4 hours a day, please see your steward. And for whatever reason, if they don't understand a violation, They can talk to me, or I can help you do your own step one. But listen, we cannot allow management, because TMS system is down. Emergencies don't last 3 weeks. If the system went under kaputs today, then the rest of today would be considered emergency. But if you know your system is going to be down for more than a day, and that's not an emergency. And let's make sure management complies with the contract as far as who's supposed to come in for overtime, what rotation comes in on overtime. Again, if that kind of rotation and that overtime distribution isn't important to you, then don't worry about it, because it's important to me, and I don't work in a TMS. It's important to me that management complies with Article 8 as far as when to bring folks in and who comes in. So that was a little impromptu podcast this morning. I didn't want to go into reading any articles or any contractual items. I just wanted to say to the folks, open your eyes. As you look around, management is talking that talk. We got an emergency. That's why I'm bringing this section in to work over here, which normally shouldn't happen. Open your eyes. Look at management walking around that building, performing your work. Now, I got to tell you, I have become vocal as far as asking supervisors, why are you doing craft work? And I ask supervisors, if they file a grievance, instead of fighting the grievance, let's just arrive at the amount of time that you want to pay. Because I walked through the building yesterday, and 204Bs are doing more work than the mail handlers themselves. And I really don't care that no one came to work. I really don't care that you don't staff for enough people to come to work. I really don't care that you don't do what you're supposed to do, and I'm talking directly to the agency now, to make sure you have proper personnel. And then you want to scream, it's an emergency. We had to do what we had to do. Mail handlers, be a little smarter than that. So tomorrow morning, I'll read some Article 8 and go over some background, some references as to what it is I'm speaking about today, as far as open your eyes and stop management from doing our work. Open your eyes. Start filing grievances when management won't follow the contract on Article 8. We can make a change, folks, but we all got to lock in together and make that change. And to those personnels, when it comes to overtime, if we stick together and force management to rotate the overtime distribution, I promise you, you will not miss one unit of overtime. You will not. So, hey, 180 degrees new direction, that's what we're all about. Being the voice in 2020 and beyond for mail handlers all over the world. Hey, this is Brand President Ken Hodge saying good night, good day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.